USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland to meet with leaders in Warsaw on Thursday. She will also visit with Ukrainian refugees. This comes after the White House says there was a temporary breakdown in communications between Poland and the United States concerning sending fighter jets to Ukraine. More than 2 million Ukrainians have fled amid the ongoing invasion of their country. One of them, Alexandria Balyazna, is now in Holland with her daughter. She joins Fox News to react to the bombing of a maternity and children's hospital in Mariupol.
My heart is shredded when I see these pictures of mothers who are giving birth of their children at this moment when their hospital is bombed. So the hospital is destroyed. And this was the only hospital that was covering the needs of all the needs of all the babies.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations. Press Secretary John Kirby says Poland's offer to help transfer fighter jets to Ukraine presents high risk with little reward.
We assess that adding aircraft to the Ukrainian inventory is not likely to significantly change the effectiveness of the Ukrainian Air Force relative to Russian capabilities.
Kirby telling reporters a transfer of jets to United States possession to facilitate the transfer to Ukraine could be viewed as escalating the conflict. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a beast during her weekly press conference. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports.
President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports has rather limited commercial effects as it only covers 1 to 3% of America's needs. But Russia provides huge volumes of energy to Europe, and since the United States can no longer provide for our allies under the Biden administration, Russia wins. The White House is attempting to push Russia as the culprit for America's energy woes, not so fast, as a former XL pipeline worker.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Almost 50 million Americans are breathing in higher levels of air pollution, with minority communities seeing the worst of it. It's a result of discriminatory redline policies, according to newly published research. Since redlining practices have been outlawed for decades, researchers believe other radically discriminatory practices have contributed to environmental inequalities we still see today. Mark Chapman, a former Boy Scout official, is facing sexual abuse charges from over 20 years ago. Chapman is charged with numerous crimes involving two alleged victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.